York Friday. Austria's Conservative People's Party reached a coalition deal Saturday with the far-right Freedom Party. The deal makes Austria the only Western European country with a far-right group in government. Known as a turquoise-blue agreement, which refers to the group's political colors, the party leaders said they want to reduce burden on taxpayers and ensure greater security for the country. A statement said that includes fighting illegal immigration. 31-year-old Sebastian Kurz will be Austria's new chancellor and will become the youngest head of government in the world. The coalition government will be sworn in on Monday. Argentina has dismissed the head of its navy following last month's disappearance of a submarine with 44 crew members. The move comes 1 month after the last contact with the submarine ARA San Juan. The sub disappeared in the South Atlantic November 15th with 44 sailors aboard. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports aid agencies are bracing for another humanitarian emergency in Yemen as people flee from intensified fighting in frontline areas on Yemen's west coast. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it has received reports that more than 1,400 people have fled from Hodeidah and Taiz governorates in the past few days. This follows the recent fighting in the Yemeni capital Sana'a and neighboring areas. The UNHCR says it is working with other aid agencies to scale up operations to help those who are fleeing and others to come. Agency spokesman Babar Baloch says emergency relief kits for 2,000 families in Hodeidah have been sent and more relief for thousands of other families is on the way. But he says Saudi Arabia's blockade of Yemen is harming emergency operations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Balash says the blockade has resulted in food, water, and fuel shortages affecting both local Yemenis and refugees. He also says the departures of some refugees from Yemen have been put on hold. Nigerian oil workers are threatening to strike indefinitely starting Monday. This after talks with Nkonde Energy Limited reaching a stalemate. The oil workers union has clashed with Nkonde Energy Limited over what it says is the wrongful termination of some of its members. The walkout could begin Monday at midnight. Nigeria is already dealing with price hikes and a fuel scarcity. Romania said goodbye to its last monarch, King Michael, Saturday after a state funeral. Well-wishers waited several hours outside a cathedral in Bucharest to pay their respects to the late king, who died in early December.
I have this feeling given by my family, and I have always thought that they are very important for the development and the improvement of our country.
King Michael ruled Romania twice before being forced to abdicate by communists in 1947. He was 96 years old. A mudslide through southern Chile left three people dead and 15 missing Saturday. The disaster said to be caused by torrential downpours. Much of Villa Santa Lucia, a remote town in coastal Patagonia, is buried. Two Chilean women and a male tourist died in the accident, according to authorities. They have not identified the man or the country that he is from. I'm Liz Pelka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.